Thanks for providing us a call today at MX Health. This is Sarah, and who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today? Hello?
Yes.
Hello, this is Sarah from MX Health. I see you placed your number on our callback list here.
Do I what now?
Yes, sir. This is Sarah from MX Health.
Yeah. Yeah, I called to check on a refund.
Okay, I'll check on that for you, sir. And who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Lewis Kuhn, L-U-I-S-K-U-H-N.
Okay, thank you for that, sir.
Before I throw the paperwork away.
Give me 1 second. Let me pull your account up for you.
That order number, GLF number, you need it.
Just 1 second, sir. I have to pull the account up first. I mean, I have to get logged in first. I'm sorry.
How's things in Maine?
They're fine. They're good. I guess, you know.
I know where our place is originally. The guy said he was from Maine. Maine, my God, you never hear of that state. That don't even exist. Nothing happens in Maine. Got no snowstorms. They got no ice storms. They got no hurricanes. No tornadoes. You got to live a peaceful life.
I know that's right. How's it? Where are you at located, sir?
Right here in the middle of Alabama. We get all this stuff. Oh, tornadoes, rainstorms, thunders, lightning, the whole nine yards.
Oh, wow. I'm actually having my password to get reset really quick, sir, so just bear with me here while I do that for you.
I just found out on my cell phone I can call any place in the world for a penny a minute. That's kind of nice. I just called England.
You said you called England?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
For a penny a minute.
That's pretty neat. Thank you for being patient for me, though, sir.
Sure.
I'm just getting that. I'm trying to get my supervisor to reset it for me really quick.
The old customer servers are in the Philippines. Getting to know those girls over there pretty well.
I'm sorry, sir. What was that?
I get to know the girls in the Philippines. Most of the call centers are in the Philippines.
It's true.
When the guy said, from Maine, wow.
I don't know why it's having me reset it, though, sir. You normally don't have me. I guess it's been too long. It's just, like, security purposes or something.
It's like with a bank, your password. You have so many small letters, so many big letters, so many numbers, so many this, so many that.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, people. Give the old man a break. I'm 80 years old.
They have you all shut down where you're at, sir?
Oh, yeah. Big time.
It's still. Oh, okay.
I told my people in Florida, and they said, no, everything's open down here. Come on down. Come on home. I mean, no restaurants. We need to get drive-thrus on the McDonald's, Burger King and stuff only. Everything else is closed. Even the courthouse is closed.
Yeah, that's how it is here. We're kind of, y'all got a curfew?
Yeah.
Yep, what's the curfew, 10?
Yeah.
Yep. Nobody needs to be out past that time anyway.
I remember my father saying, be home by 9 o'clock now.
Yep, that's about my bedtime anyway.
Walking in 2 minutes later, whack.
Yeah.
What was that for?
All right. All right. So it looks like she's getting that done right now. She actually just sat down. So thank you for being patient. What is going to be that last name? I'll pull it up.
Okay.
I'll write that
Kuhn.
Down.
Kuhn.
Kuhn. And then what's the zip code?
35570.
Okay. Thank you for that. All right. So... Right, sir. Looks like I got that new password now. Okay. All right, so now I just got to reset to the one I want now. You are being very patient with me, sir, and I do appreciate that because you could be very impatient about this.
I worked my 50 years. I've had all that.
There you go. So you understand.
Old way ever. One stand on one side of me, one stand on the other side of me, on the phone and answering questions all three.
Yeah.
Try that sometime. Then the beeper goes off.
All right. So I think I got in now. So now I'm just typing in that last name. You said that is
Kuhn.
Perfect. And then
Lewis, Luis.
35570. Okay. Perfect. Verify that shipping address for me, sir.
500 Orchard Road, Hamilton, Alabama, 35570.
All right, thank you. So I do show it was refunded. Let me see the date. It was $39.95. It was done on May the 4th. It takes about 3 to 5 business days. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So today would really make the, let's see, since it was done on the 4th. So 1, 2, 3, 4. Yesterday would have been the 5th business day.
Okay.
I would at least give it until Wednesday for it
okay.
to come.
And they cancel all future shipments, right?
They did, yes, sir.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Nice talking to you.
Okay, you're welcome, sir.
Bye-bye.
Is there anything else I can do?
Did a great job.
You have a great day.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for calling customer support.